Laura Lord and R.J. Reynolds are suing the state of California in federal court. It's the first time any state has been sued by tobacco companies. At issue are California's tough anti-smoking commercials that are designed to get people to quit or discourage young people from starting. Cigarette companies say the ads unfairly vilify them. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
What could be worse, if you're a teenager, than being uncool? And what could be more uncool than getting suckered by a bunch of pasty, puffy old guys in suits, like those tobacco executives in the commercials, conniving in shadowy back rooms to get people hooked?
Gentlemen, the tobacco industry has a very serious multi-billion-dollar problem. We need more cigarette smokers, pure and simple.
Every day, 2,000 Americans stop smoking. Another 1,100 also quit. Actually, technically, they die. That means that this business needs 3,000 fresh new volunteers every day.
Ads like this one are a result of a state ballot initiative passed in 1988. It put a 25-cent tax on each pack of cigarettes. A portion of the money was designated for school and community health education on the dangers of smoking. California officials say the commercials have effectively filled that bill. Smoking among eighth graders, for example, has declined roughly 45% just in the last 2 years, according to Deanna Bonta, the director of the state health department. She says adult smoking's down, too.
And it's declined by more than 60% since 1989. So that's really the proof that the kind of ads that we're running are working.
In fact, now only 16.6% of Californians smoke. That's the lowest percentage of any state except Utah. The company's lawsuit argues, however, that commercials portraying fiendish tobacco executives don't qualify as health education. Steve Watson, a spokesman for Lorillard, says the ads are just personal vilification.
I think it's a very dangerous precedent to say it's okay for the government to lie. And that's what this case is all about.
It's not just a matter of hurt feelings. Dan Donahue, senior vice president for co-plaintiff R.J. Reynolds, says these commercials could violate the company's constitutional right to a fair trial.
Because they are prejudicing potential jurors against us on the very issues that are going to be tried in our cases.
It seems to me that this litigation by the industry is something of an exercise in futility.
Attorney Mary Aronson is a tobacco policy and litigation analyst. She says the jury pool for tobacco litigation in every state has been tainted since the mid-1990s, when whistleblowers and tobacco industry documents revealed cover-ups dating back to the 1950s.
This information appeared in the news almost nightly and in the morning papers almost daily, to the extent that any commercials in the state of California could have done a lot more. I think it's going to be rather difficult for the industry to prove.
The official response of California could be summarized as bring it on. California Governor Gray Davis, speaking at a recent news conference, seemed to relish the legal battle ahead.
If tobacco wants to fight, they may get more than they bargained for. We're not taking our ads down. In fact, we're putting four more up today.
Two of the new ads feature tobacco executives, hatching more plots to get young people hooked on smoking. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.